This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 528, describing detailed days in IELTS speaking part two.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show.
Today you'll hear delightful brainstorms about a recent part two topic and hear a band nine sample answer about a day which cost nothing.
Hey Jessica, what's going on?
I'm gonna go visit a friend today. I'm excited. We're just gonna go for a walk. She has two little girls, and of course I have James, so we're gonna have kids and dogs, and we're just gonna go for a walk outside. It's sunny. It's freezing.
Oh,
but it's
the
sunny.
Sun is shining. That's good. That's yeah. Is it winter again there or what?
Yes. I think I was over hopeful about spring coming early. And it hasn't. It is cold. I went running yesterday and I still had to have like two layers on and gloves, you know? So it's still winter.
Because when we talked about that, I got confused. I was like, wait, are the winters really that short in Portland? I didn't know that.
Yeah, no, they're not. You were correct. I'm easily excitable, I think. And so like whatever's happening like in the present moment is kind of what governs my thoughts. Like I'm really not good at like taking a step back and like looking at the big picture. So we had like a couple days where it was low 50s.
Yeah.
And so I was like, oh, that means spring is here. Let's do it. Let's go camping.
Camping. That's awesome. Hey, well, it's good. I mean, it's good to be present, you know, be in the present moment, live your life in that moment. And that's the key to happiness right there.
There you go. It often works for me. I'm not going to say all the time, but I think we've talked about how like you and I did those strength finders and trying to like discover our unique abilities to work more, to work better, right? To be able to build more awesome stuff for you guys. And that was one of the things that like you was one of your strengths and not mine, like the big picture aspect.
Yeah, kind of the futurist vision looking ahead. Yeah, a little bit of that. Uh-huh. Yeah, for sure. I think we had very different strengths. And so that's good. We can complement each other. I love that.
Yeah. Like we do. Like it slots in. It's just like a jigsaw puzzle. It works. Exactly. It works out well.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's see. What are we talking about today for IELTS?
Well, we are talking about my favorite part of the speaking test, speaking part two.
Here's a little note, guys. Sarcasm.
So
that's Lindsay just said that sarcastically, okay?
Oh,
it's not her favorite.
Not my favorite.
Whenever we do speaking part two episodes, she's like, okay.
Oh, I can really feel for you guys, you know, our listeners here who are going through the speaking test. You know, if you follow our methods though closely, you do get a framework. You understand exactly what to expect, and that is the key. That's the key right there.
Oh, yeah, totally. I mean, that's how we build confidence, right? We get the building blocks. We figure out how to put them together. We get the practice that we need, all the information. But then again, it's up to you to practice.
Yeah, exactly.
If we are going to like sort of identify with our listeners, what sort of like if I tell you to do a speaking part two answer, what do you feel? What happens?
Oh, definitely. My mind gets smaller. I get stressed, a little stressed out, a little bit stressed out, and I get contracted kind of, right? And I think I'm imagining that's what happens to our students sometimes when they walk into the speaking test and they're not prepared.
Totally, guys. So you do have to practice as many part twos as possible. Yeah. And I think one of the keys is brainstorming, right? Yeah, so in sure. our course, throughout the speaking and writing modules, we talk about how to brainstorm and how to come up with ideas.
Yeah.
And speaking to students who have gotten the scores they needed after taking our course, that was one of the things that really opened up their success, right? Mm-hmm. Opened up their path to the scores they needed was just learning how to brainstorm. How do we come up with the ideas?
Exactly.
So we're going to do that first today, guys. We're going to sort of brainstorm a recent speaking part two question that a student shared. It was about describing a day, an enjoyable day that cost nothing, right? An enjoyable day that cost no money. So what immediately comes to mind? What does that trigger for you?
Well, for me, I think that to make this work for the full 2 minutes, right? It is 2 minutes, correct? The timing for speaking part two, right? That's the part that I struggle with the most. How am I going to fill that time, right? So for me, I know that we have to build out a lot of details.
Totally. Exactly.
Right. So but the cool thing about this question, though, if you think about it, it's an opportunity to tell a story. So you can actually go through the day. You know, you could be like, we woke up and we did this and then this. And so that actually might be a little bit easier than another question.
I think, at first glance, I could see how students would worry about this card because it's weird. It's not a question you'll be asked at any other time in your life except for IELTS. So, but get used to that, right? Mm-hmm. Because IELTS does that a lot. There are so many weird questions on there, but that's where having a framework works, knowing that telling a story is the way to go. And like Lindsay said, that means this card is actually an easy card because you just go through a day. Just think of a recent day that was fantastic where you didn't spend much money and describe it from beginning to end. And you know what? You're not even going to get to the end, guys. Like, that's what the fluency is. If you really dive into detail like you have to for high fluency and vocabulary scores, then the examiner's going to stop you like halfway through your story and you're going to be surprised. You're like, whoa, that was 2 minutes?
I love that. So how would we go through like a brainstorming kind of exercise here, Jessica, to prepare to answer this question?
Hello, wonderful IELTS students. If you are looking for the way to increase your IELTS score, we have it. Trust in the Three Keys IELTS Success System. Just like Nikolai, who increased every one of his IELTS scores to get a 9 in listening and reading, writing 7, speaking 8 with our strategies. Go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS. So I like thinking of the question words, right? Who, what, where, when, why, how. So who were you with? What were you doing? Where did you go? What were the activities? How much money did you save? Maybe. Or how far did you go? These are all details. So like, free activities, Lindsay.
Well, one could be – sorry, I knew you were going to ask me for an idea. So I have an idea. Actually, it's what I did last weekend, the dog shelter. Cool. I love talking about the dog shelter. And we spent at least 2 hours – probably an hour in there just kind of like swooning over the dogs and like just, oh, this one is so cute. This one is so cute. What about him? I like her. You know, that kind of thing. That was 100% free.
I love that that is an activity that is just like a habit for you. Yeah. I've never heard of anybody else doing that.
It's a little weird, because so cool. My friend's friend said, like, I can't believe you go to dog shelters when you can't adopt. You look at dogs that you can't adopt because we can't have a dog right now.
Right.
And someday maybe we'll have a dog, but not right now. At least for the next year, we can't even have a dog. So that's a way to spend time.
But also, like, it's good for the dogs too.
It's good.
You know, like, they get some love. Yeah. So it's almost like a charity activity.
Yeah. Everybody wins.
I think Lindsay and I would both have sort of similar ideas as far as being active as well, as being like enjoyable free activities. Oh, I think, Lindsay, you said that a couple weeks ago you guys just like drove to another town and went for a run, right?
We did do that too.
That's
fantastic. We went to another town about an hour and a half north, a small city, a smaller city, and just went for a jog downtown. And that was kind of fun because it gets boring jogging on the treadmill at the gym, right, guys? So just going to another city. Yeah. So
that's so awesome. Okay. Yeah. So let's see. So I'm going to do the featured sample answer for the speaking part two today. Okay. So Lindsay, do you want to time
I'll keep
me?
Time. Sure. Here we go. And 1 second, let me get my stopwatch going. Okay. Are you ready? So tell me about a day when you didn't spend any money. Ozzy has something to say.
Like right when the 2 minutes starts. We're gonna have to start that 2 minutes again.
All right, we'll start it again.
Distract him with some treats. Okay, let's start that 2 minutes again. Tell me when to go.
Here we go. And go.
So actually this last weekend, we barely spent any money like the whole weekend. Saturday was amazing. It was sunny. It was gorgeous outside. It was still cold. So we didn't want to leave the house too early. Yeah. So we sort of reserved our energy in the morning and we played this card game that we have called Iron Man versus War Machine. And now that James can read, that he's like very highly literate, if I can brag for a moment about my incredibly intelligent offspring. It's like the strategy game, and you have all these like special cards and tricks that you have to employ throughout the game. So of course he wins all the time. We spent a good 2 hours playing that, and then we decided to have a craft activity. So he brought out these like gingerbread cutouts from school and we made collages. We're really into 3D crafts now, just sort of like making different shapes out of paper and gluing them onto other papers. And so we made these really weird gingerbread man with clothes that we cut out, and you could actually like open the jacket and see what's inside the stomach. So it sounds creepy, but it was really fun. And then in the afternoon, we ventured outside of the house finally under our 2 layers of clothes, and we met our friend Jordan at a place called Powell Butte. It's a nature reserve about 10 minutes from our front door, and we had this amazing hike, and we met some really cool people along the way. This little Japanese man who overheard our conversation about Tokyo, because I'm telling everyone about Tokyo, and he wanted to share his definition of what Kizuna meant. So we connected with some strangers along the path. And
2 minutes. Great job. Wow, that was so cool. And you could have kept going. You're right. As you said, you'll probably go over the time, right?
Yes, that's the goal, you guys. You want to prove that fluency. That's how you exhibit your ability to keep going. I mean, that's literally in the descriptors, okay? Yeah. For your score for fluency and coherence, literally the words, able to keep going. Like, that's what's in there. Yep. So that's how you prove that in part two.
Exactly. I love it. And the other thing I liked about your answer was how you actually use the time markers. You told us, you know, around 8 a.m. we played a card game for a few hours. I think that helped to pace the answer. And it also helped you to make it kind of a story, maybe to remember details or to just have a marker, you know, moving to the next thing. I like that.
Yeah, and that's the organization. That's the other part of that score, right? Fluency and coherence. So that's the coherent part, having it be organized. Time phrases. The examiner listens for transition phrases. That's why telling a story is key.
Ooh, I love that. I love that. And it just makes it so much easier because you put yourself into your day in your mind.
Yes, I was seriously just imagining us playing the card game. I could see the cards. I could I could see our really creepy gingerbread men that we made. It was so fun. I should take a picture. Oh my God, I'm totally going to do that, guys. I'm going to take a picture of one of our creepy gingerbread man, and I'm going to put it in the blog post for this episode. So come back to the blog, guys, IELTS.allearsenglish.com. This is episode 528, and look for the creepy gingerbread man that's picture.
Awesome. Oh, that's great. That's great. Very cool. And actually, no, we'll do that. I want to announce our reviewers in the iTunes store, but I think we can do that in the next episode, Jessica. We'll do that at the top of the next episode.
Let's do it. Yeah, that's awesome. Cool. That's a good idea. I feel like this has been a strong episode already. You know what Absolutely. I mean? So guys, like, there's a lot to take away from this episode today. How to brainstorm, how to come up with details, and then really just being as specific as possible in that part two answer.
Exactly. And if you guys want an organized way to prepare for the IELTS exam, go over and get into our course. Go over to allearsenglish.com/KEYS and check out our new guarantee. Right, yes. Jessica? It's exciting. We see that our course works. We have a new success story up on video now. You can meet Nikolai.
Oh, cool.
From Russia, right?
He was just on the show. He was just on the show last week. Yeah.
I'm so proud of him that he went ahead and made that video, and it is so cool. He'll tell you guys his story from beginning to end and how our course actually took him, you know, into his dreams, to nines, right? Nines and eights and crazy stuff like that. Yeah.
It's amazing. Oh, check out that video, you guys. Nikolai is so incredible. I'm so proud of our students. You guys work so hard, and I know there's a lot of you listening today. So keep it up, guys. Like, absolutely. You can see the scores are out there. They're possible. And yeah, these are the steps to get you there.
You got it, Jessica. All right. This has been great. Good topic.
Super fun. All right, Lindsay. Enjoy the rest of your day.
All right. Talk to you soon. Bye.
All right. Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again, and see you soon.